The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward. It's with me today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. We've got a real interesting show here today, we believe. 7:06 in the morning here on the, 15th of July, a Wednesday, and, of course, Bad Bob is with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, not to be boring or anything, but today is pretty much carbon copy. Sunny with a high of 102 degrees. Overnight lows in the lower 70s. It'll peak out at about 105 tomorrow and then drop off as we head into the weekend, back into the double digits by Saturday. And a chance, very slight, of some rain by the time we look at Sunday, but it's at this point looking less probable than it was yesterday. Currently in Reading, we are at, if I can get that part of the screen up, 72 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's senior and veterans discounts plus veterans business of the year, as awarded by State of California to Shasta Gas Propane. Because he hires veterans. And Gary, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's
been a while.
Glad to be back.
Yeah. I'll get you back in here so I can get you another couple of these under your belt, and then I can just not show up.
Great.
Just let me put something else on your plate here, buddy. You know, people don't know, Gary is the general manager out at Wind River Resort and Casino and runs everything. I mean, and you know, I mean, you see him, you're there, you know, Elements, checking out the food. I mean, you're kind of like the center of all those roads that lead. It said all roads lead to Rome. In this case, all roads lead to Gary.
Yeah, I'm sort of the jack of all trades, but you know, master of none. And they like to make me think I'm in charge sometimes.
So. Well, you know what? But it's okay to think you're in charge as long as you know people are nodding at you. Go, oh yeah, this is a great decision I made. That happens with Bob all the time. I'll go, well, Bob, I think blah 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 blah. I'm saying, don't make it sound better. And Bob just nods his head, and then Bob does what he wants, and he makes it sound better. And I think, yeah, that was a great idea I had. So hey, look, I want to talk about Dignity Health here and the community grant program. They want you to know that they're having the community grant program from Dignity Health in the North State supports local nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, they've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. Now, you need to sign up about this. So July 17th is the last day to apply. So that's running here pretty fast. That's Friday. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114, and they're about, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make our area better here. These grants, they've got lots of money for grants, but they need people to apply for them. So give them a call again, 225-6114, Dignity Health, right here in the community grant program. We're running out of time there on these things, so we're trying to get the word out as much as we can on this. So what you been doing? What's going on out at Wind River?
We've made some changes out there. Things are moving forward. It's been really good. We've had a great year this year. I've seen a lot of new people come through. You know, a lot of mm-hmm. new people through that are coming up to the North State to check us out. And we're getting a lot of good feedback, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of great events. We've got a summer concert series. It's a country summer concert series. So we've got Tracy Lawrence next month. And then we've got Jody Messina coming.
Jody Messina.
The month after that. She does a great job.
Okay, let me tell you that. There's a time in my life when I thought Jody Messina was probably the best. And it was this one song she sang. It was her first song, the first big hit song. And at the end she goes, and she kind of goes, and it made this sound at the end. Do you remember that song at all?
Yeah.
You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, you know.
She's still got it, too.
And as Linda says, she's got red hair. So at least it was red then. I'm not sure what color it is now. But she went through some things and came back. Come back really good. So Jody Messina.
Yep, she's coming back. She did a great show last year, so we asked her to come back, and she was more than glad. She said our crowd up here was just fantastic to her. So
we have great crowds.
Yeah,
it was, I mean, we with all the things going on, I mean, I know we've been involved, you know, Maria and you and I have been involved with the Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style. Well, the Dancing with the Stars coming in from, you know, the big show came in here last Saturday night, I mean, to a sold-out Civic Auditorium. And I would have never, I don't know, I wouldn't have believed that they could have sold out the auditorium the way they did. But they did. And people were coming in from San Francisco, Chico, L.A., because their stops are made in Portland, and here's Redding. Then they're doing Fresno. They're not doing, like, they didn't do Sacramento.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was really...
That's cool.
So, so when you see things like that, you know, because in this, the city gets behind a lot of different things, but, you know, especially country.
Right.
So, hey, you've had an outstanding series going on at Elements, too, if I may say.
Yes, we have. I was getting ready to mention that. The beautiful, talented Linda Bott. She does a fantastic job.
Carl, what's your phrase about ice cream cones?
Self-licking ice cream cones. There you go. Just threw one right out there. So...
You did good.
Awards, yeah, you like that? You know, these award shows. I said, yeah, self-licking ice cream cones. You know, oh, we're all great. Except in this case. You know what? It was great, but, you know, that opportunity and what you put out there. So as you try to, when we were, opens up a lot of different avenues for people.
We try to. You know, and we like to be as inclusive as possible. I mean, we're part of the community, and we should be. Reaching out to the community every chance we get.
Well,
that's what the community's about, you know. So.
Well, you do. I mean, we talk about. I mean, you guys have been involved with this the homeless rock stars, big time, and once they've placed, you know, big time, and you know, other things. I mean, a lot of times that people y'all do things that nobody knows about.
There's things we do that I don't know about until Maria tells me. So that's how many things we're involved in. There's times she'll come to me and say, hey, by the way, we're getting involved in this. And it's always a great thing. But
well, we really appreciate you building that new tower for us. So, Marie, you did tell him that, right?
We're working on that one.
Okay, I just sometimes get carried away here. You know, Gary, you're such a good guy. I mean, you know, really. I mean, it's like, is this happening? I'm not going to call him a liar.
I just looked at Maria like, are we? You know, okay. We'll talk later.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm here with Gary Hayward. And, of course, Maria Orozco. Maria, come on over. Just say hello here. I mean, how are you doing?
I'm super fabulous. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Everybody knows Maria. I mean, she's the face out there. And
love that hair, by the way.
Yeah, isn't
Thank
that cool?
You.
How long have you been? How long have you been at Wind River?
21 years this year.
21 years. Wow.
Yep.
Gary, how long have you been there?
Going on 23.
23. So, you've been there right there when it started with the bingo.
The day it opened.
Yep. And you were like a numbers guy there? You're running back with cards
and
things?
That's what it felt like. I was selling bingo specials, and that's how I started learning it. The funny thing is I had a little taste of it in the military before that. I had a second job as security, and I got a chance to get a little taste of the gambling, you know.
Oh, okay.
The bingo, actually.
The bingo.
Yeah.
People don't realize how big bingo is. You know, because I see it Thursday nights, because when we come down when Linda sings, is I walk past the bingo room.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people in that bingo room.
We used to hold about 1,300 when we opened, and the crowds went down, but we've always kept it. That's kind of been where we started, and most tribes have dropped it because it was too much work. We've kept it because it was just where we started from. You know,
it's so a culture.
It is. And you know what? It's okay. Hate to say it. It's part
those
of the
women are dangerous.
Believe me, they can be. Those daubers, you got to watch those daubers when they get mad.
You get mad. You come out with red and blue and green all over you as you're walking out. All right. You made that lady over there mad.
I've seen a few explode. So.
You got to take a break here. But Maria, you know, what are the biggest changes you've seen? And I'll let you sit back down after this. What are the biggest changes you've seen in 21 years?
You know, the good thing about working there and being there for the 21 years is seeing all of the growth. But really nothing's changed. It's still a family-oriented group of people that we work for. So I don't know that anything's changed. I've loved every minute of it. It's only getting better. So that's
well,
my
that's,
answer.
What, that's good. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. I've got a lot of choices here today. This is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to Espresso Joe's with all different types of coffees they have and drinks, cold drinks, beer, soft drinks at all. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's just outstanding. In fact, I think Tobacco and Brew, when you had the cigar roller,
yes.
Shelly brought them over. That was really interesting, too, out there at Elements Lounge. Anyway, the veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Drive it at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward today here, this Wednesday, the 15th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is ranked in the top 50. This is in the entire nation. Shasta Regional has been in business for 70 years and is treating people well. Yeah, you know what? Here we've got
70 years.
70 years. I may have gone through a couple of owners, but but they're here. And, you know, their 70th, they just had their anniversary, and then being the one of the top hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. Okay, now, you know, we just talked about the Mercy Foundation, but you all have just handed out over $100,000 in your community grants, and you do this several times a year.
Right, yeah, and it's the Redding Ranch for Your Community Foundation, and that's we have an annual event that you guys all participate in, which is fantastic. And in fact, you guys usually win the event. But.
Yeah, you know, last year, okay, I guess we have to work a little harder. You know, I like to question how the applause went. I think they ran a bunch of people up front and they all screamed at one time. So, you know, okay, but no, it's okay.
But it's a great foundation. We do really good things with it. I think how many organizations? Over 35, I believe, in this last funding, which is fantastic. You know, just a few of them to name are Gateway. We gave $9,000 to Mercy Foundation North, picked up $10,000. Local Indians for Education out in Shasta Lake City, they picked up over $8,000. And the sheriff actually got over $5,000 for a remote operating vehicle.
So he can go in after, a little robot. Yeah. And they can stick something in case they see something that could be explosive.
Right.
Yeah, Happy Valley Little League, Foothill High School, the Intermountain Healthcare Foundation, KIXE, Lassen Park Foundation, just 35.
And the total to date is $2.4 million that the foundation's kicked out to the community.
Wow.
And we like to stick within our community. So.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't go other places. And our community is all it's northern, you know, our northern area right here. I mean, it's not just in Redding. I mean, it's all these places you've gone, and including the walk. You've got the Veterans Walk down in Anderson.
Yes.
Which is really, really cool. It's reaching out. We talk about everybody, how they try to help our community. But you all reached out for a long time. And I know how you feel about it, too.
Oh, you know, it was personal from day one. It's kind of funny when I think back. I had a bunch of drawers that I started with. People were coming in asking for donations, and I started actually filing in alphabetical order, all these different organizations. Next thing you know, I had two file cabinets in my office that were just full of all these people who had needs, and that's where the Community Foundation came up. We decided to formalize it and start raising money and directly putting it in there, and it's just part of the budget process every year. So,
well, it's probably better than having just a drawer full of cash that, you know, next to somebody's name.
Exactly.
So, okay, give these guys. Okay, you get all the proceeds from this table tonight. Something like that. Okay, I'm going to hit you up on this. I know I'm going to embarrass you.
Okay.
All right. But when are we going to have the world-famous Celebrity Poker Night?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I just talked to Maria.
Can we smoke cigars
recently?
In there? No, we can't smoke cigars in there. But we can play poker.
We will have an area to go smoke cigars.
You know what? So, I'll be in the park there. You know, yes. I'd have these breaks every so often.
We will segregate that area adjacent to our event. And I just talked to her, and our poker manager is ready. It's just coordinating it now, and everybody's really excited. So it's coming real soon.
Well, we're ready. I mean, it's like there's people lining up out there that will play for their put money in and then play for their favorite charity out there. So I mean.
And we're going to have you come out, you know, and scope it out first. And
hey,
in fact, I heard Pete wants to participate too, Stiglich. So
okay,
come out.
Well, we might, you know, we get some of these Navy guys in, and some. I mean, I know we got the Air Force there, but you know, I don't know. We're going to have to put a handicap on you because I mean, here you are in charge of the casino and Air Force kind of guy.
I got to practice though.
You got to
been a while, yeah.
You know, you probably have no time to do those kind of things.
We slip it in every now and then, but.
Yeah. Well, the you know, a lot of things happening around here. We're going to have, in fact, Nigel Skeet's going to be on at 7:30 with his he does Homeless Rock Stars. And this thing has caught on, and we're going to talk to him about it. But it's, yeah, and as Maria's wearing the shirt there, okay. And I want to talk to him because he's getting involved in a couple other things that came across my email day before yesterday, and I want to talk to him about that. And then the sheriff. There's a lot of things going on up here with, you know, with the marijuana plants. I want to talk to him about that. I mean, the Pit River Rancheria has maybe found a new way of augmenting casino income, it looks like.
Yeah, that was a surprise to a lot of people, including us. That one, we didn't even hear about that until it popped up. So it's interesting.
I mean, the whole thing is interesting because they said that they had names on every one of the plants.
Right.
You know, this plant belongs to Bad Bob Belongi, and he's getting
a little barcode.
They had them all coded.
Had his own strain.
Had his own strain there. It was called Production Fever. So.
That one might take off, Bob.
They've got, no offense, but that crew up there, they've got, coming up with new things out of there.
Oh, yeah. And it was the interesting thing that I thought was the sister told on the brother, and that's how it got exposed. Crazy, you know?
The sister told on the brother. Now, this is not the first time there's been some. I remember a couple other things happened out there with brothers and sisters and shootouts. I don't even know if you want to go to the casino up there because, you know, what happens if you win? On your way out to the car, you get rolled.
They have changed a lot, but, you know, it's. I think the thing that people don't understand that's tough with that tribe is there's 11 bands who never were together. They were forced to be one tribe. So now they have to get along.
They've never played.
Oh, right. Okay.
So
this is,
you know, back in originally.
Yeah.
And now they're together, and I think that dynamic is tough to get 11 different groups of people to agree on the same.
You have like warring clans that go way back.
It could be akin to that. Yeah. I mean, you could have had animosities going on for a century. You know, when they busted up Africa, the colonial powers, they just drew lines that they want.
Right.
Had nothing to do with reality.
Right.
And they put tribes together, which is why you're seeing today in Africa, today, they're killing each other in their own country because they've been enemies since time began. And yet, you know, the way they drew these boundaries, no, you guys are buddies now.
Right.
It's not going to work. So when you think that things have changed in society.
Well, the U.S. Forest Service had to learn the hard way that on a fire assignment, when you bring in these crews, never bring Crow and Blackfeet crews into the same fire. It will not end well.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. They do not play nicely under any circumstances, and the Forest Service simply will not bring crews from the two groups in.
New things happening. Y'all going to what's going to be happening in Wind River here in the next 6-7 months, or can you talk about it? I know that there's a lot of things going on, but I mean,
right.
Things inside the casino, or because you're always moving things around, and you're doing good things.
We're actually finished. We're going to be expanding our nightlife area substantially, probably by about 300 square feet, which is going to provide more dancing for everybody, more nightclub space for everybody. We're looking at doing another remodel of our restaurant facilities, so we haven't completed that yet, but we're looking at segregating a piece for a steakhouse itself, and then have a buffet area potentially separate from that.
Okay,
that's on the drawing board right now. We're kind of looking at that, and really right now we're just firming up how to maximize the use of that hotel, and it's really been doing fantastic.
We know what we stay there, as you know. And we've had our parents stay there, and I tell you, it is just the amenities there, the friendliness of everybody.
Awesome.
I mean, it's just, and I, you know, we've passed that on. I know you're. I hope Maria passes it on. It's just the everything on it is just really good.
And that's our focus. I mean, really,
customer
Carl,
service.
At the end of the day, because everybody has the same thing we do when you look at the gaming, but most places don't have exemplary service, great service, fantastic service, and that's one thing you can separate yourself from everybody else is if you can focus on that, and that's something we've we're still working on.
Well, you know, and it's funny, and we got to take a break here. Sometimes I don't care what somebody, you know, a organization gets or a business gets the reputation of bad service. Gets a reputation for bad service, and others get a reputation of good service. And somehow that it's no matter how many changes you make there, it's still, you know, there's still something lacking. And I've seen this in a military unit. This one military unit had a reputation for being, you know, a bunch of cowboys over decades. So you have to ask yourself, is it as people are coming in, you know, the people that have learned to be a cowboy back then passed it on to the next person. And even if you get a new commander in, there's a certain mindset that just takes over. I mean, and I've always wondered about that. Yeah, there's one Marine unit that was just, those are the cowboys. You guys got to watch out for these guys. They're getting, wow. You know, they're going to just, you know, do strange things. And even I knew commanders there, the guys I'd grown up with that – they got strange when they were there. And as soon as they got to another unit, they were, you know, things were different.
Wow.
I don't know why that is. So maybe it's something that's just kind of, they pass it on almost like a genetic thing.
Right.
So, but your service is, you know, I mean, from the guy that when I had a nail in my tire, you guys would have changed it right there. I mean, this is how helpful they were.
I like to hear that.
So, I mean, but, and of course, they didn't have to do that. All right. I'm here with Gary Hayward and Maria Roscoe from Wind River Resort and Casino. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Nigel Skeet. And we've got an important announcement after the break.
And accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, estate jewelry, finest jewelry of all kinds there. Four Winds Jewelry. If you can't find what you're looking for, Leonard will find it then. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, one of the questions we have for Gary, welcome back. Gary's, of course, the general manager out at Wind River Resort and Casino, or did I say that right, or Casino and Resort? Anyway.
You got it.
Anyway, but they're both out there.
Yes.
And is a friend and has been on several times. There's been a couple months since he's been here. It's always like having him back. They had a question about a Randy Bachman.
Yes. Randy, he works for the tribal side. I'm not sure exactly what his title is, but he does work for the CEO, Tracy Edwards, directly, and he's involved in just about anything and everything that has to do with the development over there at the tribal side. And he's advises on quite a few things and does a fantastic job, actually. I've worked with Randy a few times, and he does a great job.
Okay, good. There's your question answered there, Sun Gold. Terry, good morning. You have an important announcement.
I do. Did you get a chance to listen to the Sovereign Minds program on Sunday?
I listened to part of it. I haven't listened to all of it.
Okay, you might want to. It starts at 9 and goes through 12, and it's an amazing program. We got an email yesterday from Washington, D.C., and Doug LaMalfa, scheduler, let us know that he's going to be at our tea party on Monday night at 6:15, and he can stay till 8. He's coming out here as a surprise to us. We're glad that he's coming, but it was a surprise, and he will be here Monday night. So we want to invite all the people who are live in Reading, come to Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview Road, Monday night, because Ron Largen, for example, emailed me and asked me a couple of questions if I knew where the congressman stood on a couple of issues. Well, Ron, if you're out there, you can ask him yourself. And Ruth, you can come in and ask him your questions.
This will be a good time to ask Congressman LaMalfa questions. And I think it's important he stand up because everybody's invited out to the Bonneview Church. It's not just Tea Party. It's not Republicans. It's not Democrats. It's anybody can come out there and
now,
ask Sal questions.
Sal and I won't be there. We'll be in Alaska.
Okay, but, so that right there will bump up attendance.
well, so. I know that that'll make you come.
I talk to him all the time. Okay, okay, Terry, have a good time in Alaska there, buddy.
Yeah, but anyway, it's important that people come in and ask. And,
yes.
You know, we have had reversals on people, their votes on the TPA and stuff, as Ted Cruz did. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here, but I really believe that if we ask those questions and not be afraid to ask them, but politely and respectfully,
right,
but still ask the question and expect an answer. Because remember, even though he is a congressman, he works for you.
Okay, that'll be Monday night at the Tea Party.
Monday night, 6 o'clock.
All right.
He'll arrive
at
6:15.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
All right. Okay. A lot of things going on here. Our guest now, get in tight there. She's ready.
She's born ready.
Born ready. We're here with Nigel Skeet.
Hello.
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 Hi. And you want to introduce your young friend?
This is Curly Bug. Curly Bug, say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think I've seen your face before someplace. I think there's been photos of your face. Nigel, of course, is the man behind the Homeless Rockstar movement, which is spreading.
Yes.
You've started a good virus that's been kind of spreading throughout
yes.
the country.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So it is growing very quickly, quicker than I thought. And we did in fact, just have a youth event at the Stirring, and that's where we met Miss Curlybug here. She came in, and what was amazing about this last event, to be honest with you, is how many people from the community showed up to volunteer and to be part of this.
Now, this last event was for younger people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This event was for the youth, try to reach the youth, and obviously that's a buzzword because you're dealing with innocence, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing how many people showed up from the community. I think we had 60, at least 60 people from the community take off work.
Wow.
And come and be part of the crew to catch these people and interact.
Nice.
Wonderful people like Maria and Karen from Shasta Regional, all the crew from United Way, city council people, business people, college kids, they all just came and took the day off and came to participate.
You mean to interact.
and so that's the magic of this. Like, when Curly Bug walked in, you know, it is the magic of this is that it's a collective team effort. So when Curly Bug walked in, we had one of our team founder, Melanie, and then she comes to the event, and then Wendy greeted her and took her and comforted her and made sure she was okay, and then Bethany and Stephanie took care of their hair and makeup, and then she came over to me, and then I made her feel silly, and we had our rock star friend Shim scream in her face, and and then she got to interact with Maria. So it was like a big community event.
So what'd you think of this, hon? Was it like anything you've ever done before?
No.
Okay. So was it a how did you feel when you were in there?
How did you feel when they made you up and you got to do the pictures? Was it exciting?
Yes.
So I bet.
And so you've never done anything like this before. Was Maria nice?
Yes.
You don't have to say that just because she's sitting here.
That's right. You can tell us later when she leaves.
Well, she told me some things beforehand, but we'll do
it. Are you in school?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
She's going. She on summer break. She's going to Sequoia.
Oh, great. Okay.
Great. Super. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that there is summer breaks. I remember that. But
some people actually take vacations.
Oh, my God. It is summer. I remember how I used to love that.
I used to love the summer. It gets pretty hot.
Yeah. It still is.
Curly Bug was telling me they went camping on the beach.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good. So how did that work out then? And tell us, catch us up on what's happening with your homeless rock stars.
Okay, so the participation of my good rock star friend Shim, I've known him 10 years.
Now Shim's with?
Shim was with Sick Puppies.
Okay.
It was a big band.
Right, right.
Million albums.
This is where I am in my life. When I was heard it was Shim from Sick Puppies,
yeah.
I just get this, you know, blank look on my face, and my wife looks at me, and she goes, oh, okay, let me take you aside here.
Yeah.
And, it sells a lot of records there.
Sold a lot of records. He also started, was responsible for one of the very first viral campaigns called Free Hugs. Okay, and that thing's up to a couple hundred million views on YouTube, and it's all over the world. So I've known him 10 years. So when I approached him in January, if he wanted to be part of this project, back then I didn't really know what it was turning into. And I asked him point blank if he'd write a song for it, and he said absolutely. So I kind of gave him some guidelines for the song and what the project was about. And I didn't know that he was, when he said I'm in, I didn't really realize that he was all in. So
he just didn't go toes in.
No.
No. He just dove off the board.
He jumped in. So the song is absolutely amazing. It's going to be everybody who's heard it. It's a little secret right now, but everybody who's heard it is just freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's almost done with the music video, and this is going to be part of the music video too. And when the video is done, it's going to change everything.
So this we obviously get big play everywhere.
Yes.
And we'll open up to all this. What have been the results of this? I know you've thrown yourself into this, and Wind River has jumped into this big time. Why? You all have been one of the people supporting them, Gary.
Well, and you know, I heard Maria brought it to us, and I just thought it was a fantastic idea. And actually, I never had a chance. But how did you come up with this idea?
It started out as a very simple idea when I opened up the studio, my studio in downtown Reading, and somebody told me to be careful of the homeless problem.
Really?
And I didn't like that. were, for some reason, it just struck me as wrong. So I decided I was going to take a few people from around the park and bring them into the studio and photograph them and interview them. But the Record Searchlight saw to it that everybody in the community got to know about it. So it just kind of snowballed into this this giant project.
So what's been some of the things that you didn't expect to come out of it, or you did expect to come out of it? You know, once you started bringing the people in and photographing them and talking to them, what happened to them?
So for 30 odd years, I've been photographing rock bands and movie stars, or whatever, and that's all great. But you realize at some point that you're dealing with something on a relatively superficial level, and yeah, some people gain from it, but there's not really a huge advantage. What I didn't realize is how the photography in this particular instance can be so empowering,
right?
And really empower people to see themselves differently and see themselves the way they deserve to be seen.
Right.
So that's been the biggest thing, is
how they responded to it.
Oh, for the most part, it's amazing.
Yeah, but how they responded to it was probably very gratifying.
Well, sometimes, not in Curly Bug's case because she's 12, but there are some people who've seen their pictures and they start crying because, do I really look that way? But the whole thing has evolved into a very specific process. So the part of the process that Maria is involved in is probably the critical part. So, yeah, we do the hair and makeup, and, yeah, we do the photo session. But having the interview is the critical part.
Thing. We're going to take a break, but I've got a message in here from to Curly Bug. It says, "Relax, laugh out loud. Your parents are listening."
Oh,
that's cool.
Okay, so you relax, son. We're real easy here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has always believed that we're all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting and educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. On Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m., Orchard Nutrition Center will host noted speaker Eric Saracides, the founder and formulator of Michael Formulas Incorporated. In the past 7 years, Saracides has delivered lectures on the history and benefits of medicinal mushrooms at Stanford University, Southern Oregon University, and events throughout the United States. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for more seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Did you hear about Mosley Family Cellar Zinfandel release party this Saturday?
Zen your dreams.
No, really, it's open to the public and everyone gets wine club pricing. Mosley Family Cellars will be sampling two new Zinfandels and their gold stripe Zin.
Zen your dreams.
I'm not dreaming. Senior Roses will have food available. It's all day Saturday, July 18th.
Zen your dreams. That's what this great Zen tasting is called. At the beautiful new Mosley Family Cellars Tasting Room and Winery off Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the former KMS building.
I get it. Zen your dreams. A tasting event.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 73 degrees out there, going up into the low hundreds today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. A veteran-owned business. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. It's hot. You need help? Call Alliance Heated and Air. You got an emergency? Call Alliance Heating and Air. They'll work on it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of cooling system, give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Another veteran-owned business. And speaking of veterans, I'm sitting here with Gary Hayward, Air Force veteran.
Glad to be back.
General manager. Oh, yeah. You know what? It has been. It's not do this anymore. You got to come up more often here. And we can.
I'll get back on schedule.
And get on schedule. There you go. I know you've got like 1,000 things going out there, but you do good here. Hey, we're here with Nigel Skeet, and who of the Homeless Rockstar fame. But Maria Roscoe pushed him out of the chair.
I sure did.
She just pushed him out. And she's sitting there with our young guest, 12-year-old Curly Bug. I'm not going to ask you how you got into that, but okay, but Curly Bug, whose parents said for you to relax. Now, Curly, if you could have your wishes, get anything you want like this, because I know you have plans. What would you like to do?
I would like to be a rock star, and...
You mean a rock star like, you know, on the stage, you know, into the microphone like that, the kind of rock star? That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have millions of followers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Why do you want to be a rock star? Can you sing?
Yes.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Can you act?
Yes.
She's got it. And she's got that pretty smile.
She does. I wish people could see this. She's just adorable. And but you know what? You know, we're just a little shy here. So you got to work on that one. So, but you are adorable. And you have been, everything Maria says is that your voice is just beautiful. We're not going to ask you to sing. I know that'd be too much. So, you want to be a rock star? Where do you want to live? Do you have any ideas?
Hollywood.
Hollywood, huh? Wow. Okay. I mean, awesome. There's no doubt where she wants to go. Because not just rock star and stuff. You probably want, movies now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And TV?
Yeah.
We need to find you an agent. I think Nigel could probably help you with that, right?
In about 5 minutes.
To help you find help you get an agent down there. So, let me see.
Get her on the Disney Channel.
Get you on the Disney Channel, singing and dancing. And the next thing you know, you're dancing with the stars on ABC. And then you've got, you know.
Camp Rock movie.
Maria, you're involved in this big time.
Yeah.
And, as Gary said, you know, brought the attention to Gary on about the homeless rock stars. How did you get into this?
Nigel asked a bunch of us to get together with him and just have an idea. I've been to, this is my second event, and probably the one that has impacted me most, because I have a real passion for kids and youth, and it's life-changing to be able to know that you can help somebody. And she's changed me. Yeah, meeting her and seeing what she wants in life gave me back kind of what I was lacking a little bit. So it's good. I think it's good for all of us, and we're all going to get together and we're going to help her and get her through and get her dreams to follow her dreams, because she's got spunk. She'll show you.
She's had you open up, hasn't she?
She sure has.
Wow. That's cool. It is cool. I mean, it's the type of thing. And Nigel, who's sitting over there, like you said, I find it very interesting what you said. I've been photographing rock bands for 30 years, and it's somewhat superficial because it's a certain genre, it's a certain group slice of life, and where this one is also a certain slice of life, but the impact is so huge.
Right. Well, let me set it straight. There's nothing more exciting as a photographer, photographing a rock band on stage. I mean,
right.
You know, Motley Crue hits stage, isn't it? Right. But photographing a band, you're dealing with an image You know, you're not necessarily dealing with
people,
with the people on the right. inside. And so in this case, you know, we're dealing with individuals at their very core. I mean, we're actually, you know, dealing with real human beings. And,
it's sometimes at their lowest depth.
A lot of them are in pure survival mode.
Right.
And so what's become interesting is being able to somehow smash that survival mode in about 20 minutes. You know, that's what we want to get to. And that's it seems to be happening.
I think what's awesome too is it's opening those people up to the public in a different way that the public's never looked at them, which is really awesome.
Right.
You know, instead of just looking at them as being a homeless person, they're looking at these people as people, and that, you know, they matter, and that they have things to offer too. And people don't always see that, but I think that's cool. I see that happening. Because I hear people talking about it. Well, that's pretty powerful.
So for me here, the magic really is you know, influencing one person's life is easy. Getting the community involved is where the trick is.
Right.
You know? And that's the amazing part here.
Right.
And it was still the very best compliment I still get every single time we do an event. So even at the Stirring, somebody walking in saying, so which ones are the homeless people? Like, what? Well, that's the point.
There you go.
Because we all had Rockstar T-shirts on, you know, and you know, and there should be no division.
Well, exactly. When I have my Rockstar T-shirt on, it's usually they point at me. And Gary, you and I could stand together, and they point at both of us. And the beautiful Linda Bott just joined us here today.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Coming on this morning.
We've only got a couple minutes left. Nigel, where do you want to go with this? I mean, I know that there's going to be some big things happening here in the next month or two.
Yeah, so I'm actually going down to L.A. on Sunday. I'm going to spend the week down in L.A. with Shim. We're going to finish up the music video, and we have a couple of quote-unquote meetings.
Okay, there are now, are people going to be in this? Or I mean, are they going to be homeless? I don't know how they're what the setup is for the videos. Is it just going to be pure walk?
No. So the video itself, our chef Jesse is going to be the star of this video.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the video itself is going to open up with a couple minutes of just her interview, her story, and all that kind of stuff, and then we'll go into the song.
Okay.
And we'll go into the event, and it's going to.
Okay.
It's amazing.
No, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get a preview or something up here, you know? I mean, seriously, bring them up and let's do it right at Cascade or someplace that, or, you know, over here in the event center.
Yeah,
we could get a lot of people in there.
We could host it, too.
Yeah, you could host it there, put a lot of people in there, kind of
well,
like,
it's
boom.
Funny you should say that because Shim does, you know, Shim does have a new, putting together a new band based on this project, and the Reading Civic Auditorium, they've already said we want them to come play.
Well,
great.
So we're going to put on a big rock show at some point here.
That'd be great. You know, then kind of maybe, you know, show the video at the same time. I mean, you could rock that place. Needs to be rocked now and then.
It needs to be rocked.
Yeah, it needs to be rocked. Okay. We're here with Nigel Skeet, who is the man behind the Homeless Rock Stars and the photography. And, of course, we're here with Curly Buck, who is one of the stars. And so she goes to Sequoia Middle School, and she wants to end up in Hollywood as a rock star. You know, I used to think about that. I wanted to end up. I'm not sure if it was a rock star, though. But I really wanted to be with Davy Crockett during Disney, in Disney World. Because he had a great series. You remember that? That was probably before all your times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just aged myself. Yeah, collectively. Maybe.
Carl, I think you're a rock star, buddy. You're a rock star.
You know what? You're the man here. I don't care if it was the man.
You want to try that one again?
No, I wanted to be a rock star with I don't know what, the Partridge Family. What, that's, okay, you remember Partridge, the sick puppies. You know what? I was going. You know, and one of it's like a minute left. You know, you have this huge costume extravaganza every year. Mm-hmm. You don't know how close we came to being Kiss last year, and I was going to come in with the platform. Shoes, boots,
and the fake tongue
that was, you know, the whole thing. I was going for, and I held out, but I got outvoted.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
That would have been, yeah. But anyway,
Linda.
Next year.
Okay, thank you so much, Nigel, for coming in and bringing Curly Buck. And you, hon, you just keep your dreams there because it's going to happen. You've got a lot of people in your corner, and so now with people in your corner, now it's time to open up. And your parents are very, very happy.
Keep that smile going.
Yeah, keep it going on. All right, we'll be right back, and when we come back after the news, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko with us. I know we're going to be talking about the Graham case. 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 15th of July.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve remains on track to raise interest rates later this year if the economy continues to grow as expected. Chairwoman Janet Yellen appeared before the House Financial Services Committee this morning.
If the economy evolves as we expect, economic conditions likely would make it appropriate at some point this year to raise the federal funds rate target.
In her semi-annual report to Congress, Yellen predicted unemployment will continue to decline and the economy will continue its slow recovery. The European Commission is proposing to give Greece 7 billion euros in loans from a special fund overseen by all 28 European Union nations.
20 billion will come from the European Structural and Investment Funds and a further 15 billion from Common Agricultural Policy.
That's European Commissioner for the Euro, Valdis Dombrovskis, appearing on Europe by Satellite, or EBS. Still trying to sell the Iran nuclear deal to some skeptical members of Congress. The president is getting that effort underway today. And he faces resistance from some like Senator Lindsey Graham, who told NBC's Today show that the deal is simply bad for Western powers.
You know what's a fantasy is to believe that the Ayatollah was building a power plant, not a bomb. A fantasy is to believe that this deal will not lead to a nuclear arms race in the Mideast. A fantasy is to believe that when they chant death to Israel, they're just kidding.
U.S. factory production was unchanged for a second straight month in the month of June.
The Federal Reserve says a sharp drop in auto manufacturing was offset by greater output of furniture and chemicals. The cutback in auto production comes after 3 months of healthy gains and is likely temporary. However, manufacturers are struggling to overcome several challenges, including the strong dollar, weak overseas growth, and cheaper oil. Overall, industrial production, which includes mining output and utilities, went up 0.3% last month.
That's SRN's Jeremy House, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
House Republicans have withdrawn a bill to create a special commemorative coin for cancer research over concerns of where some of that money might wind up.
House leaders pulled the legislation after Heritage Action complained some of the money raised from sales of the coins could go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which has links to Planned Parenthood. A number of Republicans withdrew their support. The bill could come up again later this week. A GOP aide says leaders want to ensure that 100% of any money raised goes towards diagnosing, treating, and curing breast cancer.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Inflation, it would appear, is still in check. The government says prices paid to the producers of goods and services rose only modestly in the month of June, but there was one lone and very stark exception. An outbreak of avian influenza caused the cost of eggs to nearly double. Overall, the producer price index increased by 0.4%. This is SRN News. Court officials say Connecticut is now the most expensive place in the country to die. As Rich Thompson reports, it's because of hefty new fees related to settling estates.
Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy and the Democrat-controlled legislature signed off on a plan that, among other things, eliminated a $12,500 cap on probate court fees. Probate officials surveyed all 50 states and say Connecticut has the highest probate fees in the country. They're warning that without the cap, some bills could top $1 million, and many will be more than $100,000.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Who needs an iPod Touch when you already have an iPhone? Well, Apple is refreshing the Touch music player for the first time in nearly 3 years as the company seeks to make music a more central part of its devices. Once again, the iPod was Apple's first successful foray beyond personal computers. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward with me today, the chairman of the, or not chairman, I'm sorry, general manager. He's going.
Oh, promoted. New title.
Just gave a new title. General manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. We've talked a lot in the first half hour about what's going on out there. And then we had Nigel Skeet on, who is the beginning, he's been the impetus behind Homeless Rock Stars. Photographs of our homeless here in the Reading area, in the North State area, but backed by Wind River.
Yes.
You know, financially backed. And there's, I think, Shasta Regional also has been, played a big part in this, too. To try and put faces on people who are having some problems here. And it's been a huge success, and it is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But let's start off here with the weather.
Well, Carl, the weather forecast.
Wait, wait just for a second. Do you just love the way he does? I mean, what, Carl? Let's go. I mean, is this radio or what? I mean, I'm a pretender. Everybody knows that. But this man, well, Carl, there's the weather today.
In a masterpiece of understatement, Weather Underground has modified their forecast, and not for the better. Abundant sunshine with a high of 103 degrees. Overnight low will be 72. 106 for your Tuesday. Towards Friday, it actually cools off to a balmy 102 and 96 by Saturday. No rain in sight, underscore that one. Currently in Reading, it is 77 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A veteran-owned business right here in Reading. They were Veteran Business of the Year for hiring the most veterans. One of the three in the whole state of California that were recognized for this. Also, takes care of all your propane needs. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's talk about Dignity Health and their North State and their community grant program. You're making a difference right now because they can help with a community grants program from Dignity Health right here in the North State. It supports local nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, they've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. Now, they have this money. They want to give it to good causes, our nonprofits, people that are improving the health and well-being of our community. But you have until July 17th. It's the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114. That's 225-6114. They have money there. They just need people to apply for it. Bad Bob, I'm not sure that what we have is a 501, though there have been times that I think the word nonprofit could have been applied here. Okay, also I want to talk about VFW Post 1934 is having their third annual Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew. I don't know if I'm saying this right after I talk about the health in the community center, but this is an event down at Veterans Memorial Hall this Saturday, July 18th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., all types of things, music, food by the Asphalt Cowboys, tri-tips, live and silent auctions. There are going to be five different guns that they're coming in with, gift basket, ticket sales, all types of things there. I understand they're selling full automatic weapons, Sheriff. Just kidding.
If you have the right permits,
and the sheriff says, that's okay with me. That's why we love the sheriff. Tickets are only $10, and you can go on down there. Now, I believe... I may have given them all away. Nope, I have. This is my last set of tickets. If you want a set of tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. I have two tickets for VFW Post 1934, Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be there. Gary's going to be there.
I'm checking
it out. The sheriff's going to be there. VFW Post 1934, and the sheriff is not going to, he's not going to just sit out there with his guys. He's coming in to get some great food from the Asphalt Cowboy, because you are an Asphalt Cowboy.
I am, and in fact, the Asphalt Cowboys helped us out with the search recently for Baby Graham by cooking for about 150 searchers that we had this last Sunday.
Okay.
They did a great job.
Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and this, of course, is in the top of all the news and on the tip of everybody's tongue. Last night we had this, we had a great dinner with friends. Birthday for Lori Going. Happy birthday, Lori.
Hi, Lori. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And good friends were there. But I tell you what, even during the unwrapping of the presents, Lori's talking about it. It's her birthday, and she, you know, everybody's got theories, all this stuff. But Sheriff, you're the one with all the information.
We have a lot of the information, but of course we don't have all the answers. We're looking for Baby Graham, and of course it's not looking good if the child was abandoned out in the wilderness or abandoned in a home or a vehicle. That would be fatal with basically 2 weeks going by, and we don't believe that she was abducted. The person that last saw her was her father, was Matthew Graham. And he was the person of interest throughout the investigation. We've been running down any leads or tips that we received from our tip line. And then, of course, most recently, he failed to report to probation, stole a gun and money and a cell phone from his mother, then carjacked a car, and then ended up in a fatal shootout with law enforcement. Unfortunately, he ended up forcing the officers into using lethal force, and then we still do not have any additional leads on Baby Graham since he was fatally shot.
Now, you had some strong opinions about the fact that they did not put a tracking device on this guy.
Actually, they did put a tracking device on it. Mr. Graham was a felon. And then he was also convicted, and he was placed on community service. And when he was first on community service, he failed to report. He reported for a day or two, I think, something like that, and then failed to report for the remainder of his community service, so he failed that. And he had a violation of probation. And then when we started the investigation into Baby Graham, he was admitted to smoking honey oil, concentrated marijuana, and taking prescription medications, and that was in violation of his probation. So his probation was violated, and he was jailed, was in custody, went to court, and then in court, the course defense argued to release him. The judge did release him, and upon release, he was placed on electronic monitoring because he was on probation. And then early afternoon, the court ordered parties back into court, and there was some discussion in court, and the judge ordered the electronic monitoring removed off of Mr. Graham. And I was critical of that. I remain saying that it was a bad decision by the court. And then the penal code states that the chief probation officer has sole discretion on determining who they put on electronic monitoring for those people that are on probation. And that went against what is stated in the law. And
so the probation officer says we need to put an ankle bracelet on this.
Yeah, he has a past practice of violating probation and not showing up for his community service. And so they were certainly within their rules, policies, and procedures for electronic monitoring to place it on them. But the judge took it off.
Wow.
Then some people argue
because
she's the judge.
Because she can?
California law says the chief probation officer shall have sole discretion on who goes on it. So some people say, well, he could have cut the ankle bracelet off. Absolutely, he could have. But as soon as those ankle bracelets are cut off, it sounds an alarm, and we're probation.
At least you have an idea where he's at.
Yeah, right. Probation is alerted to it.
Right.
And so,
and also, you know, part of his also it's kind of a mindset. I think when you put an ankle bracelet, yeah, you can cut it off, but there's a certain mindset there.
Correct.
I've seen them in Macy's,
and they're not easy to cut off.
We saw them in Macy's the other day too. You know, we saw a nice young family, and he had his ankle bracelet on in there. So, but it's still. It is. I mean, it was much more substantial than I thought it was.
And then some people say, well, how come you didn't have a 24-hour surveillance on him? That takes a lot of manpower to do that, and we were committed on the investigation. And then on top of that, we didn't have any charges against him. Certainly he was a person of interest in this case, but then we could also get slapped with a harassment suit or go back to court that you're following the person around because we don't have any charges looking for them. And then... Of course, later you saw where he carjacked the car and threatened to kill those people and then proceeded up right into just at the Siskiyou County line, right near the Shasta County line in Dunsmuir.
Okay, we'll get back to this in just a second. Here's one of the questions coming in. What was the judge's name?
Judge was the Honorable Judge Kara Beatty, and she's been a sitting judge for a long time.
Kara Beatty.
And judges are just like all the rest of us. They're people, too. And they make decisions, and decisions can be in error. At least that's in my opinion. And so that happens. That's what we also have appellate courts for, and decisions get overturned. The Supreme Court, that's the way it works there. Doesn't mean that she's a bad judge or anything. I'm not saying that. I just said it was a bad decision.
Okay. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. I'm here with Gary Hayward, who's my co-host today. I'm sorry. You need to.
No.
Once I get started, you guys are rolling.
Here's
how Linda handles it. She reaches over and smacks me. I don't want you doing that. No, you're a lot bigger. You're a lot bigger than her. And I'm not carrying today because the sheriff's in here. And usually the guns I carry are pretty illegal in this county. So I'll be right back after these messages.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by...
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back.
Do you feel me?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward. Today, my co-host, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Casino Resort. Hey, right here, buddy. First Thursday of every month, August the 6th, Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be in Elements Lounge singing, and it's just a great time. And I'm not just saying that because you guys are here, because it is a great time. We're having musicians showing up now.
Yeah.
Other musicians are showing up, and because they're, you know, and when musicians start showing up at gigs, you know that it's a there's a lot of good music happening there. Not only that, but the food is just outstanding. Right? And their seating is limited, so you need to make reservations. Give them a call at 243-3377. Ask for Romance on the River here with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge. 243-3377. I tell you what, the steak and lobster, $21.99. Find that someplace else in California, and it's that good. Oh, it's just outstanding. New chef, too. Mm-hmm. A new chef coming in there?
Yes, we picked up Warren from Crush in Chico. And,
all right.
Young, fresh ideas, and he's going to be great, I think.
Yeah. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we're talking, of course, about this Graham case. Okay, when we left, he stole a car at gunpoint down here.
Correct, in carjacking.
He carjacked from a people's house,
mm-hmm.
had OnStar on it,
mm-hmm.
and so you're able to track him.
That's correct.
Into Dunsmuir.
Correct.
And then what happened there?
Then he abandoned the car in Dunsmuir, and then the officers arrived on scene, and then at least one of the officers was a canine handler, and they were on the trail of his scent trail, and then the dog alerted in a garage, and then at some point... A shooting occurred. The investigation is still ongoing, so I can't get into a ton of the details, but early information is that he may have fired on the officers. They fired back. And then an independent witness has already been in the news and interviewed by another television media saying that he was the homeowner and that he witnessed this and that the officers gave orders and gave him every opportunity to surrender. And then the officers were forced into firing on Mr. Graham, ending in a fatality. We're fortunate there was no officers that were injured or killed in the incident. One officer, one of my officers, was injured with a bite from his canine. When there's gunfire, the dogs get very agitated, and in fact, the canine handler said that his dog had grabbed him and was actually trying to pull him back away from the gunfire and grabbed a hold of him. And so these dogs are phenomenal. And then probably the dog saved officers' lives by alerting on the scent where he was in Mr. Graham was in a garage there.
And I'm sure in any case, the last thing you guys want to do is have to get into a firefight. But especially in this case, that had to be a bummer because you want to know what this guy knew.
Correct.
Because Baby Graham's still out there missing.
Yes, and even early on in the investigation, our investigators had spoken with Mr. Graham and had interviewed him for about 9 hours, and he was not telling anything about the whereabouts of the baby. He was had a lot of inconsistencies to his stories that he had provided, and that's what also led us, among other things, that he was a person of interest in the disappearance of this baby.
Right. So where do you go now, Sheriff?
We're hoping that we do get some additional leads or tips. There still remains a $10,000 reward for information leading to Baby Graham, and that's offered by Shasta County Secret Witness. But we need some evidence. Of course, the scene is still being processed, the vehicle, the scene of the shooting, and I don't think we'll find a note or anything like that, but we're hoping that there may be something.
Something he may have left.
Yeah. Something.
Something.
But with that, we've covered many, many square miles in the searching along Placer and Clear Creek of places that he frequented. We did find a pacifier that matched the description of Baby Graham's, and it was the same make and description, alongside the roadway out in the community of Ono in western Shasta County. That area was extensively searched, and there's a lot of animal activity out there as well, and we still did not find Baby Graham. And we've had searchers, hundreds of searchers, from as far away as San Benito County. We've had canine dogs, both tracking dogs, article scent dogs, and cadaver dogs searching in this. Just an outstanding response from dedicated
This has touched a lot of hearts, though.
It has. Oh, yeah. We've had searchers from Contra Costa, Alameda, Sonoma, Solano, Marin, Napa, El Dorado, Nevada, Tehama, Siskiyou, Trinity counties coming over, and of course Shasta County volunteers as well, helping us out in this search that started on July 2nd.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You have a question for the sheriff?
No, enough for the sheriff. I had a comment about Judge Beatty.
Oh.
Judge Beatty is, I've known her for about 25 years or so, and she's a very conscientious person and dedicated to protecting your constitutional rights. And I know that maybe this thing here probably went against some decisions for her to make on that on these constitutional rights. So she removed the ankle bracelet. I bet you this is something that's going to bother her for years and years and years, that if she left it on there, he may still be alive. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. And you're right. She is a very good person. I do know her and know her personally. I'm not saying that she's a bad person or a bad judge. I said the decision basically was bad or a mistake. And within the law specifically states that the chief probation officer has the sole discretion on who wears ankle bracelets.
Yeah, but we had some people in the chat room, you know, talking about this. Situations like this, I have difficulty separating my bias. As a constitutional-minded citizen, I see things one way, and as a father, I see things very differently. So, and I can see what they're saying is that, is there, you know, she was, you know, quote, well, for whatever reason she did it, but.
That's anyway. Where judges are placed. They may have their own personal opinion, but they have to, again, look at the law, case law, and make their decisions.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Well, right to the point, Judge Beatty give any rationale behind her decision, or did she just order the removal of the monitors without comment? I mean, the TV news seems to be reporting that Judge Beatty treated this as a simple matter of setting bail conditions for all practical purposes. So what exactly was Judge Beatty's rationale for her decision?
Okay, that's a good question, Charles. Thanks a lot.
Good question, Charles. Thank you. However, I was not in court. My staff was not in court. This was a probation matter on the violation of probation. And I don't know if she gave specific comments. When she ordered the release, she set up that Mr. Graham had to report every day to probation and check in. And then later, when it was learned, the public defender brought it back to the judge's attention that he was on an ankle monitor. She ordered the parties back into court in the afternoon, heard part of this, and then made a decision to take that off, the ankle monitor, and which I think was incongruent with what the law states.
And I think it was something like that, that the defender had come up and say, hey, wait a minute, he his crime that you know they're busting him for probation mm-hmm. is not enough to put the ankle bracelet on, and that would be, you know, this is, you know, she's, you know, it would be unfair according for what he was charged with. But so, it doesn't take away what you said.
Correct. So he could have reported, was supposed to report on Sunday, and at the latest he could have reported was by 4 p.m., and then when he did not report, we learned that he had been dropped off at the probation office reporting center at about 1, but he did not show. And so right there we already had about a 3 to 4 hour lag time that he had basically absconded. And then we were doing some further investigation on some locations. There was a disturbance at Mercy Hospital with his family members, and it was believed that he was at the hospital, perhaps with a gun. And officers went there. The hospital went into lockdown, but that turned out not to be the case. There was a disturbance between family members, but he was not mm-hmm. there. So we started looking around the Caldwell Park area. Didn't discover him. Later there was a sighting in the city of Shasta Lake on Sunday as well.
Yeah, he was at a outside a convenience store or something.
Right. Right. And then, of course, we do an extensive search up there for hours, unable to locate him. And then, of course, I think the next day is when the carjacking occurred.
And it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, and his mom reported on, I think it was Sunday, that she had discovered that he had stolen a cell phone, cash, and a gun from her purse.
Okay. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasenko. Gary Haber and I are here. We got to take a break. There's still more questions coming in through the chat room, and some of them may be related to the case. It can't be talked about right now, but I'll ask you, you know, during the break
yeah,
here.
Obviously, know. And yeah. And if I can, I can provide I some, but if I can't, I also will tell you that as well.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Haver. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. Discounts for seniors and veterans, another veteran-owned business. You're probably seeing these... this trend that's going through these commercials, veteran-owned business. Gary, Air Force veteran, you know, I got all these things.
Hey, thank you for your service to our nation. I always thank our vets for their service. We owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
Well, you know what? And
same for you, Carl. I know you're a vet as well.
Well, and the you know, and I know Gary. We've talked about this. It's an honor to serve this nation. Mm-hmm. And we did ours. You know, you and your guys are out there in uniform too.
Yeah,
paramilitary, but it's under such different circumstances. I didn't have to worry about chasing down a baby. You know, this whole thing with the baby. I mean, when we went in, it was like, you know, we had all of our best friends with us with 50 cows.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. We didn't have to go up to cars.
Yeah. You know, and that these investigations, they do take a lot of hours. And my dedicated staff, sometimes they were up into the early morning hours. Our investigators have been working on this for about 15 days straight, just going full blast trying to get some leads and find baby Graham on this. And so it's a very difficult time for them, and of course the dedicated men and women, the deputies out there on patrol, like responding to these calls, the carjacking, and then going up and being involved in the shooting. And then as soon as I learned of it in the early morning hours too, is my first question is everybody okay, how are my staff doing, and was anybody hurt or killed, because I really care about them.
Well, and Sheriff, I don't want to get into the theories because there's a ton of them, and I'm
sure right.
You guys have worked through those, but you know, there's the media. You know how the media is. They're already jumping on the suicide by cop mm-hmm. issue. And can you address that?
Yeah, this occurred in Siskiyou County, and the Siskiyou County Sheriff is John Lopey. He's a good friend of mine and a colleague. And he's also the coroner, just as I am in Shasta County. And so he came out publicly and said there's basically this is not a suicide by cop. Also, it's more technically referred to as suicide at the hands of another. But there's nothing to indicate that this was a suicide or suicide at the hands of another. And so he's already came out and publicly stated that. Yeah. Also, some people said, well, how come it takes so long to get the identity of the person? Don't forget, you know, we had a fatal shooting, and the crime scene, which is a crime scene there, it has to be processed and processed in a certain manner. And so it does take some time until the investigators, and it has to be a coroner or a deputy coroner that comes up, takes charge of the body, and they have to work with the investigative team there. Eventually has to do a roll the body up to see if there's evidence on the body, and then the identification can be done a number of ways. There's a certain legal identification that a number of points has to be made. It can be visual, and then fingerprints, dental, et cetera, identification on the person. So that takes time sure. for the investigation. The investigation is being the lead agency is the California State Department of Justice. Sheriff Lopey asked for assistance, and we sent assistance from Shasta County Sheriff's Office, the Redding Police Department, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office investigators, California wow. Highway Patrol with our critical incident protocol, went up to assist Sheriff Lopey and his staff, and then to be the lead agency, he decided to have the California Department of Justice to be the lead agency, Well, they come out of Sacramento and Chico, and so they come in about, by the time they get all geared up and up here, it's about 6 hours behind the curve. And then, of course, he was having a lot of pressure to announce who the decedent was. We don't want to announce that perhaps somebody is a decedent and find out differently. And so we're always pretty cautious when we have to do that, and then we have to go through the process of the identification of the person. And he got that out as quickly as he could, because and we discussed that as well.
I thought it went pretty quick. I mean, I know some people were, you know, but I think it's because it's such a headline for everybody, and
sure,
it's so personal to most people.
Yeah, and you have to notify people.
We have to, before we go public with it, we have to notify next of kin. Don't forget that there is family involved, that Mr. Matthew Graham has a wife. He has parents and relatives, and so the next of kin is his wife, and notification had to be made to her before anything goes public.
You know, the when we had, and the thing that we did when we had casualties in over in Iraq, was the first thing they would do is cut off the phone lines, the general phone lines, you know, because so many people can call home over there or be on the internet. They would just cut them, because until we could get the notifications out, because otherwise people were, oh gosh, hey, we got in a firefight today, and you know, and Jack got whacked, and before they can make make the notification, or that it was wrong, it wasn't, you know, they, or they say, hey, the, you know, the corpsman got hit, completely wrong. So that, you know, we just learned to cut off all communications until we could get.
But the military can do that. Much more difficult than in civilians. So you have, literally, you can have thousands of people listening to scanners, and they hear that. And then we have our dispatch center. We have our officers. Sometimes family members are listening to the scanners, and they can hear this going on. And then phone calls get made, Facebook posts going on. And that's where I really care for my officers and any other officers nationwide. That gets out.
Wow.
And then spouses and family members are worried, knowing that their spouse is working.
Yes,
sir. And could that be them?
Right,
and that was what the problem was. You know, there's been other things too.
In fact, when I met with my staff, I made sure they were all in a kind of sequestered in a room until the investigators get there. And I said, number one, once everybody's okay, has everybody had a chance to make a call to their spouse or significant other to let them know that you're okay? And everybody had, and we're very cognizant of that.
Well, you know, while this was going down on Monday, Record Searchlight was here.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Ferguson, and wow, I don't know if you're probably pretty busy that day.
Yeah.
Usually you're listening, but they were getting tweeted. The stuff was being, as it was happening, from their reporters. And then at one point, they're saying, okay, they're in Dunsmuir, shots fired, and then the scanners quit. Because everybody's listening to scanners, they were up there.
Mm-hmm.
The scanners just dropped. And at that point, you knew something serious was going.
Evidently, I think it was reported in the local media. There's a number of scanner apps for smartphones, and with this Baby Graham case going on, it attracted national attention. It was on Nancy Grace. It was on Facebook being shared all over the place when we were looking for Baby Graham. It was on Good Morning America. It's been in the L.A. Times. And there's these apps that you can download for scanners, and one of them, I can't remember the name of it, had the most downloads ever during this Baby Graham case. And then looking for the Shasta County frequencies as well. And so you could be in New York and listening to Shasta County transmissions there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You got that?
I got that.
Bob's got that on. Of course
you have
that. You have it all.
You have 5.0, Bob, or do you have another one?
Well, I have Android. The one.
Bob builds his own telephones. He's got a 12
and
a half.
Not quite. The one I have is just called Scanner Radio on the Android platform.
Yeah.
It works pretty well.
Yeah, there's Scanner Radio, and there's Scanner Radio 5.0, and there's several, but there was huge amounts of downloads to start working on that. And so,
you listen to the fire, which, of course, I was a scanner freak back in my day as a reporter.
And the media listens to that scanner, too, and a lot of times they pick up on
that's what
critical
they were doing.
Incidents.
They were watching it, and they were up there. I don't know, Gary and I are looking at each other with, you know, question marks in our heads. You know, what are we just knuckle-draggers here?
I had no clue about that.
Successful in what we do, but it's kind of like, yeah, I hear these things. You know, of course, the kids can tell you all about them. One last thing before on this. Two things. You know, the day that was happening, I just ran into a guy that's known this family, known this kid, Mr. Graham, since he was a baby,
mm-hmm.
was devastated by this, saying is that I just couldn't picture this. Yes, he was having problems. Yes, he got into drugs. But And then on today, that his father says he's just having a real tough time accepting this. He thinks
certainly
the
baby understand.
Is still alive.
And,
I mean,
I can certainly understand, especially for the surviving family members of this ordeal involving their son and their relatives, and it makes it difficult. And we're through the investigation. We're working through the investigation, and of course, they're not able to know all the information that we know, since this is an active and ongoing investigation. But it makes it difficult for them, certainly trying to rationalize how this is all going on, and then on top of that, with the loss of their son.
Yeah, who would want to believe something? Or something
certainly, like that. Absolutely. Yeah. It makes it very difficult for the processing of that as well. But we're doing everything that we can in the investigation of this case. And then once the investigation is completed into the shooting, that all gets submitted to the Siskiyou County District Attorney's Office for review for the shooting, in addition to our own internal investigations for each of the agencies to make sure that the shooting was within our policies and procedures.
Okay. We got to take a break here. Do you think that we'll ever find baby Ember?
I don't know. We certainly hope that we will. But again, if the baby was left out in a rural area of Shasta County that exposes the baby to not only the elements, but also scavengers and other parts that a very small infant child, such as baby Graham, only 6 months old, and then that could certainly end up not having any remains for us to discover. It makes it very difficult. I don't want to be overly graphic, but it makes it very difficult for our investigators.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk about jails when we come back with Sheriff Tom DeSinko, Gary Hayward, and myself are here. It's Good Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
True country star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, live in concert. Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 14th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country artist Tracy Lawrence. He's one of the most recognizable voices in country music, with songs such as Paint Me a Birmingham, Time Marches On, Alibis, and Find Out Who Your Friends Are. Tracy Lawrence has enjoyed 22 songs on the Billboard Top 10 charts, with 18 number one singles, selling over 13 million albums. Tickets for this remarkable show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Tracy's music continues to evolve and engage all generations of country music fans. Do not miss your chance to see Tracy Lawrence live in concert in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Friday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Country music is better at the river.
Did you hear about Mosley Family Cellar's Zinfandel release party this Saturday?
Zen your dreams.
No, really, it's open to the public and everyone gets wine club pricing. Mosley Family Cellar's will be sampling two new Zinfandels and their gold stripe Zin.
Zen your dreams.
I'm not dreaming. Senior Roses will have food available. It's all day Saturday, July 18th.
Zen your dreams. That's what this great Zen tasting is called. At the beautiful new Mosley Family Cellar's Tasting Room and Winery off Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the former KMS building.
I get it. Zen your dream. A tasting event.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. The Carl Butt and Gary Hayward. Gary is my buddy, but he's also the general manager out there at the Wind River Resort and Casino, and you know he comes in here and helps me out on days like this, and or you know any time. I can slowly getting ready to just hand this off to him.
Right. It's been great coming back.
You're going to keep up on this one. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor for the month of July. Holiday Harbor is going to cut 25% off their rates, 2015 summer rates on select models. Shasta Lake, if you've been reading, has more usable water than any other lake in California right now.
And why still not? Water up there, absolutely.
Oh, lots of water up there. Why not have a staycation in Redding's own backyard? If it floats or you can tow it, you can get it at Holiday Harbor. And I can just tell you, their party boats have those little pontoon boats with the bathrooms on and the cover. What a great way to go out there. You just park them out there and just swim, have a great day, barbecue. Come on back in, and you've had a wonderful day right
now.
With
the temperatures going up, might be some time to enjoy our lake.
That's right. 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. I want to talk a little bit about Boyce Muse Concrete. I think we may have already mentioned today, but tonight on CNBC at 7 p.m., there is a new show. It's called Blue Collar Millionaires, and they've taken somebody that has taken themselves and made a huge success of themselves. And Boyce Muse, who I can call a friend of Muse Concrete, and he and his wife, Joan, and by the way, and he'll tell you in a second, you know, Joan is a big part of this, has come from a real tough background. Boyce has been on the show before, and we've talked about that. But he leads off this series tonight. They're doing a show on, like I said, Blue Collar Millionaires. The docuseries profiles people who have gotten rich by getting their hands dirty. And this is exactly what he's done. He's a self-made man.
He does fantastic work too. All of our concrete that's the designs. He's done it all.
Yeah, I know Boyce. I saw him the other day at lunch. He was having lunch with his wife, and that's a great success story too. You hear things like that. A person perhaps down on their luck, down and out, and then pull themselves up, now a multimillionaire. And so that's great.
He never quit. Advice: work hard and dream. And he says that, you know, and when you can't help but. And his mind's always working.
And he provides a lot of jobs here locally and does a lot of work and great, great community supporter.
And you know what? A lot of this stuff is behind the scenes like you guys do, like Wind River does. A lot of it's behind the scenes. You know, he hears something, he goes to his buddies and pulls money, and he just provides stuff, and you never know. But he's a real backer of the Colt 45s, and he's helped rebuild the Tiger Field down with Rick Bassetti. Anyway, tonight on CNBC at 7 p.m., Blue Collar Millionaires, and it's going to be Boyce Muse on this, and I can't say enough about that. And so if you get a chance, take a look at it. We're here with our sheriff, Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff.
We were just talking about the status of the jail, the new jail that it came
right
up. Can you give us an update on
that? Yeah, the new jail, we're calling that, it's an Adult Rehabilitative Center, or ARC for short. And that was made possible with some funding through our state legislature. And we received an award of, we, the county, received an award of $20 million. County has to put up 2.5, so roughly about 10% of that. So a $22.5 million project. And that will build a new jail rehabilitative center that has services and programs for rehabilitation, such as drug and alcohol, anger management, impulse control, because sometimes the criminal behaviors, they don't have control of their impulsive behavior that commits crime. And then also we'll have a kitchen in there and do vocational work for culinary skills. And then all that kitchen will supply the jail with food. Also a laundry that does the laundry for the existing jail as well, and then some vocational training there, which is about jobs of when people get out. And that was originally set for 64 beds, And I recognize, you know, the need, and I listened to the public about, hey, we need more beds. And so
500 more beds.
I told the architects early on, hey, when we're looking at this, as you start to draw some designs up, seeing if we can draw this for additional beds. And why don't we do something like, when we got down to a design of 64, I said, why don't we see if we can expand it by 32 and by another 64 for a total of 128. And so to add 64 more beds would have cost the county, because the state doesn't put any more money in, would have cost the county an additional $4 million just to build the beds. Staffing would remain the same. And the two of the board members chose not to support that addition.
Was Board of Supervisors, I guess he's the leader, or the chairman, Leonard Modi, and David Keogh. I mean, let's just say
It needed a four-fifths vote, but they did not vote in favor of it. And then they also blended in with, we don't know if we can afford to operate it. Well, the staffing costs for 64 beds remains the same if we go to 128 beds. There is additional monies if you have the food and medical care for inmates. That's about $340,000. So that money, if you ship some people out of county, $340,000 only does about 12 people housed out of county right now.
Wow.
For that same amount of money, you can house 64 people in new facility. Right. So very cost effective, but they did not want to go there.
You could even hold like 10 beds that you could rent out. That would pay for
We need every bed possible, because even with Prop 47 causing a decline in bookings at the jail, our population is still at maximum. We're doing less releases than we were before because there's less bookings, but we're still at maximum because mainly the people held in jail are violent felons and serious felons.
Well, and those rehabilitation services that you just discussed would be
they're
really
huge.
Good.
We have to try and break that cycle of recidivism.
Yeah. Right. But we need to start this. And I know y'all are on board on this, Gary. We need to start this when they're children.
Yes.
We need to break this cycle when they're children and try to keep this.
Because I've been doing this job, law enforcement, for 37 years. I can go back into the jail right now, and I guarantee I can usually find about one or two people that are in jail now that were rookie criminals when I was a rookie officer. But now we're seeing their children and grandchildren into the jail as well. It becomes a whole family cycle of coming back in, and that's what has to be trying to break that.
That's got to be tough from your side. And then when something like this gets turned down, when you can see the upside, you know, by doing
very frustrating.
That's got to be tough.
It seems to me, and I'm just a dumb old Marine, but it seems to me is that since Reading put 75% of the of your candidates into the prison or jail, I'm sorry, there should have been something that could have been worked out that Reading pays part of this, you know, the county picks up part of it, so they could, you know, that extra $365,000
wouldn't have been sales tax. Mayor Bozzetti, or at that time he was mayor, proposed a sales tax that would help pay for ankle bracelets and sending people out of county. That, of course, failed because it needed 66 2/3. There's some new talk of it, but there hasn't been any discussion between the city and county. And the reason the city doesn't put any money towards the jail is that they're not required to by law. The state constitution specifies that the sheriff and or the county has to operate a jail. Yeah. But you think there could be, for the betterment of our communities and community safety, some type of agreement that helps out the county, because we're cash-strapped very much on a lot of services and programs, just not the jail, but mental health and drug and alcohol services and welfare. Yeah. A lot of those things like that.
Well, we had mental health on yesterday.
And, yeah, Dean True was
Dean
here.
Dean True was on. And I tell you, the problems we're facing out there.
It's huge. We have a mental health a facility within our clinic, and it's tapped. I mean, it's hard to get an appointment because we have so much need.
Exactly.
But we're actually looking at having to expand that eventually.
And this is faced in communities
throughout
the state. Yeah, most of the counties are seeing those issues as well.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time left here. So is it too late for the jail?
It's not too late, but every day costs money in the not only just time delays, but construction costs can go up. And then even if we were able to say, yes, let's build 64 more, We have to get those plans, go back to the state, in which we'd go to the bottom of the list, and the state fire marshal has to approve plans, the Board of State Community Corrections, which ends up with time delays, and time is money.
Okay. Wow. All right. Our guest today has been Sheriff Tom Basinka. We talked a lot about the Graham case. I mean, I think we answered almost every question. Almost everything that
we can.
Possibly that mm-hmm. we can. Of course, Gary Hayward is here with me and Maria Orozco from Wind River. And I always enjoy you all being here.
You know, also a little plug, we're also hiring. So if people are interested in looking at a job working in the jail for our correctional deputies or for our service officers, civilians.
Is there an age limit on that?
Absolutely not. You just have to be able to do the job. I know that Gary has a great job already, so I doubt if I'll see him applying. And you have a great job here doing your work with the radio.
Can we wear cowboy hats?
But we have the deputy sheriff jobs, correctional deputies, so apply.
Okay,
apply
so apply now. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow, Trish Clark is with me. It's going to be open line, so just stand by. I know we're going to talk the Iranian deal. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Obama administration's getting to work trying to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress and to the American public. Vice President Biden is on Capitol Hill meeting with Democratic lawmakers, including New York Congressman Steve Israel.
I've been skeptical from the beginning of this. I'm still skeptical. I read the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action last night. There's nothing in it that relieved my skepticism. But I do believe that we need to take the full 60 days, which we fought for, to engage in a very thorough review.
The president holds a news conference on the deal this afternoon. Fed Chair Janet Yellen tells Congress that if the economy continues recovering, short-term interest rates could be raised later in the year.
Looking forward, prospects are favorable for further improvement in the U.S. labor market and the economy more broadly.
Yellen making her semi-annual report to Congress. The Greek parliament debating the latest bailout